Okay, today, Shir Aleph. Continuing with Milam Priya and Yonim of that nature. Today is very Yisoidistic in Yonim, like this. Tar Rabbanon, Halkavim is Hamila, Lo Hilkid Onish Chorus. So you have to cut the tzitzin, Hamakfin, Rashi says, and if not, you're Onish Chorus. Mani Amar Kano, Uman. The Moyal, the Uman. Rashi says, Uman on Shkaras, Shabbos Kaish, Shechel Shabbos, told us a mitzvah. In other words, if he did a meal on Shabbos, and he didn't cut the tzitzin and makfin, so then he's Chayv Kaars. Maskit l'rapopo, Uman, leimuhu ana avdi, palga de mitzvah, tun of disu, palga de mitzvah. Says Rashi, Amar Kam, the name of the Paul Kum, Hoel, Shehishil, Bershus, Hishil, Chabusha also Bershus also, and my Chayb, Namehu, Atem, Namehu, Atem, Simu Hamlocha. In other words, why is he on his car? Well, he could have said, I'm doing half the mitzvah, and you finish off. So why is it, you know, so if you don't finish off, you know, that's not my fault. Because, in other words... No, the mile. Because he was on Shabbos. He did it because he wasn't... So I'm talking about meal on Shabbos. And he Elmer Papa. So he says, but why should be honest corners? He could say, I didn't do anything wrong. You could have finished it off, or I could have finished it off, but there's nothing wrong with what I did. I just didn't finish it off. So why is that a chiyuv karis? Because right now you did something proper, so you didn't do enough. So the chasaron is what you didn't do, but not what you did do. Elamar papa gadol. So it's no. It's referring to a mila on chol. Rashi begadol shemal kamayir v'chol on shkaris kamim shemila kamer da adain arahu. So he's saying, no, to talk about on the weekday, right? And in other words, the father was doing it on his son, or on the weekday, and he's saying that he didn't finish. So there's a chiyuv karis because he didn't. He didn't finish the mila. Not als chilas Shabbos, als mila. Okay. So, the question is, the simple reading of this Gemara...
What's the lashon gadol?
What?
What is the meaning gadol? To indicate that this begodol shemal, Rashi says, begodol shemal kamar. What else would it be?
What? What are you saying, Rabbi Her?
Begodol is being mal himself.
Begodol is being mal himself. Because what has Rashi learned? Begodol shemal kamar.
If
his mal and cotton are
one of his
colors. Right. The gadol shemal kamayir. I mean, the gadol is getting a mila. Oh. Rabbi Harari is saying, v'chol, the onish kare is becoming shemila. Okay.
Why can't it be in the case of a 8-day-old boy even?
You see, because that's the question, he says, when do you get to... Yeah, then the Gemara says, maybe it is, yeah. So it's talking about that he. In other words, he's being mulled at the very end of Shabbos. And they told him, you're not going to have enough time to finish. That's what he gave him. And he said, no, I'll do it.
No,
but
this is going in the Shabbos, not going out of Shabbos.
No, going out of Shabbos.
Because he started it
on?
No, but he said he didn't finish it.
No, he started it on Shabbos, but he thought he was going to finish it. They told him there's not enough time to finish. So therefore, he did some Achil Shabbos. Shalom b'mokum mitzvah, because he wasn't going to be able to finish it, and then they gave him hasra for that.
But
there wasn't enough time to finish. The last second on Shabbos, he did the milah, but there was not enough time to finish the milah. So he did a chabura.
So he just started the whole thing? I don't know, isn't it easier to read it the other way?
Going into Shabbos is a night. You don't mull at night. Okay, so let's see the Beis Yosef here on page 2. What was the original case? The original case was that he did on Shabbos and he didn't finish. He did it 9 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos, and the Gemara says it's not. He should be chayv karis because he could say, "I did pagah the mitzvah, you finish off." So let's see the Beis Yosef. The line that begins Rashi Ma'aktavin, the Ema Ana Avde B'Kalde, Kom Hol Shehiskel B'Shus Hiskel, the Habur Shosa B'Shus Osa, and my Chayev Neim Elhu Atemsimu Hamloch. Here's a doctor Midvarav, then he the Chiyuv of the Chorus Leke Isur Me'ika, Kevin Shelo Gomer Hamitzvah. He said, L'fize Yesh Lizar Shelo Yimul Shnei Umnem Mila Achas B'Lachatchil B'Shabes Gon Shehidu B'Neim Shezei Yamu V'Zei Yifra El Hamal Hu Yifra. So he says, the Beis Yosef says a chiddush here. So it's clear for the Gemara that if somebody did a milah and he didn't finish, so there's enough time to finish, so you could tell the other person to finish. And even if he didn't, you're not chayav karis because l'maisa, you did a proper act, it wasn't finished. He has to finish, so it wasn't finished, but that doesn't make your act karis. But he says that it's still aser. There's still an Isser. In other words, you can't say Chayv Karis because Lamaisa, you did something that was Docha Shabbos. But you're supposed to finish the mitzvah. But if you did Palga the mitzvah, so you're supposed to do the other Palga the mitzvah, even though, say, he didn't cut enough. So he's supposed to now cut more, or Pareim, or whatever. More. So not doing it, you're not Chayv Karis for not doing. For Chil Shabbos, because he didn't do the second cut, he didn't finish. But still, it's an Isser. In other words, if you started, you have to finish.
On
Shabbos.
Isn't this very similar? Isn't this identical to
Machlokas,
whether or not?
So he says, "V'fizei yishu nizay shalom imul shnei umnim milahachas lechatchil v'Shabbos." So it's not good to split up. Mashma, to have two molim do the milah. Like one of them will do the milah, the other one will do the priya. So you shouldn't do that. Why? Because maybe he won't finish. So you should, because if you started, you should finish.
Why?
just as a heroes that don't put it in someone else's plate.
Practically, well, maybe they already won't do it.
Yeah.
Plus, they have two molim them. That's their job. That's what they're here for.
Right. But he says, even though they're making a t'nai, right? They're making a
kibudim.
Right, marbuk kibudim.
In the Gemara, when the guy says I did half the mitzvah, what he means it was a bad cut.
Right. It doesn't say that one was meal and one was pre.
Right. So it was just. It sounds like he made a bad cut. It needs to be redone.
Right.
The different acting or whatever it is.
Right.
So it's not talking about
the one. Right. This is Beis Yosef's extension.
Okay. Nice extension.
Why?
Is it like a mitzvah point type thing? If you get a mitzvah, so like no one has a mitzvah? Or is it like a shash and maybe be like, I won't do it?
Right. That's what I think. Right, so chashash, maybe it won't get done. So if you did half of it, you have to do this, you know. So you leave it to someone else, you know.
Does this have anything to do with meal here, or we're just throwing in a couple of Shabbos?
Yeah.
So this is after the
Shabbos.
Right.
It's
always talking about the Chalitza.
The Gemara is he did a cut, he didn't cut enough. So he says, even though as long as there's enough time in the day to cut the rest, and even though in the end it wasn't cut, it's not chayv karis. If you cut the last minute of Shabbos and they told you there's not enough time to finish the whole milah, then you're not allowed to even start. And if you did, you have cars. And therefore, the Beis Yosef extrapolates from here that you can't divide the kibbutim of meal and prayer on Shabbos.
It's very hard to understand why, if you did the chitzuf beheder, and even if you did it at the last second of Shabbos, and you did. The chitoch was about a chitoch, and the priya was about priya a minute after Shabbos. Why is that? Why is that mechal Shabbos still of a mokum mitzvah? You did the. You started it on Shabbos. You did the chitoch on Shabbos and the priya after Shabbos, or you did the chitoch.
If there wasn't enough time to finish to do the mitzvah, then you don't have a right to do anything.
Why?
Because Mila is Docha Shabbos, it's not Mila. If you didn't finish, you didn't. So if there's only the last minute of Shabbos, it's not enough time to finish.
So when we say Mila is Docha Shabbos, we mean only when you do the entire thing?
Yeah.
That sounds like finish.
No, of course.
It's Docha Shabbos, that means that I can do it, and now is the time to do it, I should start doing it.
Do it means doing it. If you didn't finish it, you didn't do it.
So
the fact that you do the priya right after Shabbos is muchach that you did the chitur.
But then you didn't
fulfill
the mitzvah. But
you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of doing it on the eighth day of Shabbos.
Right. We'll get to that. Yeah, the Orchis Chaim says the we'll see in the Ramah.
Isn't this just the
and the Berak HaBayis said the Beis Yosef quotes another sheet that you can split it up.
Isn't this just the Minhag Kol Shabbos?
Right.
Am I missing anything here?
And he says that's what the Gemara says. I don't have this palga the mitzvah Torah, but the palga the mitzvah. Is the Beis Yosef throwing this thing that's only for the Torah of Paris, but there's still an Indian. The opposite things. One is the Madaik from the Gemara that it's Mutter, that's the Pasha. The other is that, no, it's only for the Torah of Paris. Okay.
This is a chumra to make sure that you don't that you, the mole doesn't walk off the scene and then get himself into some situation where he's not allowed.
And
Right. So don't put yourself into a situation where.
And the Sefer Truma said you don't have to be cautious for this shash. The second law will do it. You can trust the second law.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to have anything to do with the book of Milo, if I'm understanding this correctly.
Yeah. Correct. Okay.
If a person does the Mila, the Laila after Yom Shmini, is that possible or just not in the kind of mitzvah?
Laila is no good.
Yeah, but no good loves
the Okay, so we're going to talk about Laila. Today we're not talking about Laila.
Okay.
There's a tshuva from the Ramah on page. He has a tshuva about splitting the kibbudim on Shabbos. The Mila and the Kriya. In Mutarim Beis Moilim, or Multinok Yechad B'Shabbos, Kon Echad Yase Achitos Vasheni Kriya. So he says that, Hinei Bevadai, Bevoil Beisi, Nasati Libi Lachkor B'Zeh Matsasi, Oven Libi Sefer Beis Yosef, so he saw the Beis Yosef, V'lai Shein HaSefer Hu B'Yad, Atik Lashon, so he quoted the Beis Yosef, he calls the Rashi, the Beis Yosef, etc. I come from Beis Yosef on page 4, on the fourth line. So then the line begins, V'hineh. Avshem mitzvah l'shmoa el harav. It's a mitzvah to listen to the Beis Yosef. Avim v'yomeko v'ani machmer. Also came the Mokhav Chu Machmer Vani Mekel. Right? It's a mitzvah to listen to the Beis Yosef, unless. But Mikol Mokhav Lo Emna Lichta of Mashadaiti Nota. The other of them, Shmaitz is Yesh Lochich the Shari. Fakir. Betchila Asir Abu Yalena Dikduko Shal Rab Loshan Rashi Nokar Amai Chayev Haslom Ha Yisur Iko. He knew the danger of Dikduk. The Rashi Nokar Loshan Amemra Shakam Chayev Kores. Right. Right, to make this diuk is a shvacha diuk. Rashi says chayiv. It doesn't mean, because that's what the Gemara said. To make this new iser, okay, nachad l'shono l'shon amay chayiv l'hati makutsha. So davi noma d'hosim yike yisura d'hai mishum d'lo yoda ha'umun shaposik d'achem yalkidu achra v'ele shaposik v'lomo v'avshar d'gam v'acherim lo yukidu achra v'chay yike yisura ha'uel v'lo nigmar mitzvah. Shabhachi parach amai chayv. Leim alachim atun avnu palgu de mitzvah. Lachin hu tzvach rashi lefarsh hol hizkil b'shus enu chayv.
Why
does it not say it's chatzishir? One second. Hafal bishol nigmar umen rishon posik edei shigmar ha'acher mutul chatchil. So he says that he thinks it's there's no issur here. It's mutul chatchila. You want to split up. You can split up. Because every part of the chituch you do in other words, say he makes the cut. Like cutting the challah. So he cuts, and now he stops in the middle and wants the other one to continue the cut. But I don't know if it would be mutl chathila to say, I'm only going to cut part of it off, and you cut. In other words, he chathila.
It's a tutra,
but. Right, but he's saying that it's mutl chathila to stop the cut in the middle and give it to someone else.
But this is all within the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he says on the next column, second column, for Od on the Omer Deshari, Varayim Mikorban Tomid, and Sofin Shal Shabbos, Lo Mishtami Mishum Tamid and Lohayam Maseh B'Shabbos Kim Maseh B'Chol. Shei Nishkol Nishkol B'Chol, and Arbe Kohanim Yisrael M'Saskim, Chalim Shabbos. Because even though you could have just had one Kohen do the whole Avodah, but the avoda of a korban and Shabbos of the Talmud was by multiple. So it says, docha Shabbos, so you can give it out to as many as you want. Then he writes on page 5 in the left column, the load mistafina on the bottom left column, page 5. I mean, Yosef told about social leishnei molim. They should lo yaseh shum echad mehem melacha shleima. Maybe faker. Maybe favi kishneim shasu melacha biyachad the pturim. Maybe it's better to.
No.
In other words, if two people are doing a melacha on Shabbos, whether they
chatzah or whatever. That's the case, we should never have
a thing
about meal on Shabbos.
Yeah.
One of the
periods that's. He's not talking about meal on
periods.
He's talking.
There should be a special dinner. If that's the case, it's doing meal on Shabbos in every case.
Yeah. So he says that. Yosef told about social issues, even when Israel says, Shum Echad Nehem Melacha Shleima, like Shnaim Shasu.
Alright,
one second. Question is, what's the melacha of Mila? Is it Hotzaz Dam? Well, maybe not. Maybe it's Tolesh or something, you know what I mean? Say, if you learn from the perspective, Kotz Tolesh, something like that, so then.
It shouldn't be whoever does the Tlisha. No one gets going to chop it off. If it's like Tikkun Mana or something,
then it's not. The would just be in the case where you don't have two models, and you need one versus two.
Yeah.
But if you have two
models, so if you have two
models, that's a great one.
So why can't I forget in a case where I have any stake or something, we should throughout the whole dinner waiting.
Yeah. So let's say
we should do it on Shabbos, we get two molim, we'll do it on Shabbos at Tchila.
Yeah, so
look
in the Shulchan Aruch for 1 second, page 7 for a second. So the Mechaber is the issue is Zarshalo Yamul Shnei Molim Biyo Achas B'Shabbos Say Yamul V'Zei Yifra El Amal V'Atzu Yifra. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. And the Ramah writes, "Lamatzasi raya ledvarav adam and early the shari damilu doch yeshabes kulavarav hev mikdash shakama koni meyozdim chalim shabes echad the shabes nita lidochas areyu kichol chodover matzasi pseve truma yoshen hev the shari om lamatzasi chalim sheish losa alkein tov machlum chachil alf bish medina nirulim meshokas afti." So the Beis Yosef has this zehiras.
But it sounds more like he's worried that maybe he's making his new zera,
right.
Maybe the second guy's going to not come along, and we're not focused for this. And then based on Megillah, the Kohanim are not going to bring
going to
finish the
karma. Right. So Rambam says, you see, we don't have it.
And we don't make the rabbanans in the base of Megillah, especially the rabbanans that aren't counting shots.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I think that's really his motive, but like I'll cover for the Beis Yosef to be mad.
So he said,
the fact that the Bedek HaBayis went along and changed this, does that mean that this whole discussion whether we should even be machmir to the Beis Yosef is gone?
Okay, so
Beis Yosef himself has put in the second sheet.
Yeah, okay.
Is the email the Machaber himself from us saying the Bedek HaBayis was put in before it to go to Shabbat?
I don't know.
He's
fasting the Beis Yosef. The question is,
was that
written? He wants to know before the Shulchan Aruch or after the Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure.
Was the Ramah writing this trouble before or after the? He's quoting Beis Yosef.
Beis Yosef, right.
So it's not a
child.
No, but the Beis Yosef quoted on his time.
Yeah. Okay. Now the Yamshel Shlomo on page 9. Says din godol hamal as atzmo tzarech priya, but din b'shabbos lo yushne shom shnei molim klal kiv karasika shemol lo poruhu atzmo b'shabbos Aval im shachach tzitzen makin yochel omer chaver sheigmor b'shabbos. So he wants to make a chiluk. Within the b'shabbos lo yushloi molim klal v'fiv charasika shemal v'lo porahu pa'atzma b'shabbos. In other words, if you maul and you didn't para on Shabbos, then you chayv karis. But if you maul on shachach tzitzin and makvin, yecholom al chaver sheigmor b'Shabbos. So let's see what he's saying.
If you, the way you read it, that's more
mapping
than they
tell. So let's look here. Look on page 10 for a second. Well, look what he says. Look hard nearer. The Melech HaShemitzah, page 10. The Melech HaShemitzah's Priya lo nemar lehedya b'torah. Afal hui shemakemis. Uko mokom ikar mitzvahs mi lo nemar b'torah hi hu chituch. Okay, mitarim goes to shemol and b'shabbos. Echad lachta v'echad l'froa. In other words, to split up between the mila and the priya, that you could do. Because mila is that's beferish in the Torah. Priya lo nemra behedya b'torah. So that you could say palga the mitzvah called it. But mitarim goes echad chotech v'epara. Aval. He says, but he says, what if it wasn't more, it was one cut and he didn't do the tzitzit and makvin? So he says, it says, mitzvahs mil priyas lo nemar behedi b'torah. Okay, mitarim goes shnei molim b'shabbos. Echad l'chituch v'echad l'froa. Because he definitely did a palgat the mitzvah. But he says that Shkosh Bariv Dehasim, top line on the left. Kabi Umechiv Karas Lake of Alisur Igaloida Blefarsho, Maestro Shayach Badov, Dil Kakil Komashe Norso Lakhzo Lusakin Tzitzin Makvin. But what about Tzitzin Makvin? He doesn't want to do it himself. Shita Shavad Godel Biodo, Shemefer Brisamil, Shenorso Lamulokadino, Vishach Mayasa, Filisha Shvusto of it, Afshayaholoma Achelik Mohammed, Sukh Mashalash and Tamuda, Lema Anapalga. Master to Enkan is a claw. Misha Maladad is a Yifrach Haver, so he says, Hilkach Misha Maladad is a Yifrach Haver, of a couple of Homer, died to the one for Kal, Chayev is a chorus. Okay, no, you molem, Shne molem Shabbos of Yontif. Whereas if a person is mal a daita sheyifra chaveru, the chavchom a daita lo nifra klal chayv isakaris. Okay, lo yishalem molim b'shabbos of yontif. Of misha mal shachach tzitzin ha'ma'akvin yachalom al chaveru sheyigmor ve'inisa b'dover.
Why is it?
Yeah, let's try.
Kriya is not Mefurish.
Yeah, 1 second. He says like this. He says, he's Mudai, I skipped a line here in the, on the right side. By Tzitzin it says, Elu Ma'akven Hamila. Right? But Marvel Apara says, Ki Ilu Lomo. Menachar Gabi Tzitzin Loshen Ikur. Gabi Priya Ki Ilu Lomo. Mashmer Nalo Nikra Milo Kol Ikur. Below Priya. Shemachim Yishuv Shavim Hashim Kshub Toises. Fashion, 1 second. So he says the difference between Ma'akvin and Ki'ilu Lamal. So he says that. So therefore he says if you. Mishamal Adaita Shayifar Chaveru. So again. So it was, if you don't do Priya, you did nothing. So then you chayav Karis. Whereas if you did Mila on Shabbos, and you want to mechaber your friend with Priya, you can't do that.
Why?
Because you did nothing. And you did a malacha on Shabbos, without, and you did nothing.
So I did half, the mitzvah was complete.
You did nothing. Mutzegu. Now, Sha'en Kain, this is, I'm not here to, let's see what he says first, and then you could argue with whatever. Well, let's try to understand what the Yamshel Shlomo is saying. Yamshel Shlomo is making a chiddush here, a big chiddush. He says there's a difference between the relationship of Mila below Priya and not doing tzitzit in a makvin. And he's medayik, you could argue with this whole shtickle, but let's first understand what he's saying. He's saying, Movil Apara is Ki'ilu Lo Mol. So you did nothing. So if you did it on Shabbos, even though your friend is going to, you did the Mila, not the Priya, even though your friend is going to finish the rest for you, and he did finish the rest, you were Chayv Karis. Mishum Aladai Tshifra Chaver, V'Kal V'Kom Medai Tadlo Lifra Chayv.
What's the
time? It's a Karis.
Yeah, well, he does it.
I think, 1 second. Havel Mishum Al V'Shacha, wait. So then you could tell your friend to finish, and even maybe.
Well, where is the
Akhmin?
On the or a Priya?
One second. He's saying that if you did a Mila and you didn't do a Priya, you chayav karis. Because you were mechal Shabbos. And you didn't do the mitzvah. Ki ilu mamal. You did nothing. And you did a malacha. So you chayav. But if you did a mila, but you didn't do tzitzin ha-ma'akvin, because you did a mila. And then you could tell your friend to do the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin. It's a chiddush here. In other words, it's a mila, but it's ma'akev, but it's a chacha mila.
Well, that means that the arapia was peeled back, and you just forgot tzitzin ma'akev.
Yeah.
So what, tzitzin ma'akev is on the arapia or a mila?
It can be in both.
But they're not ma'akev.
It's in both.
What?
But they're not ma'akev the way it is. They're just ma'akev.
In ma'akev.
But not
the same level.
Ma'akev in both.
Right.
You're talking about the
Mila,
that was, there
are
tzitzin that were Mila that were not.
Right, in other words, if you did Mila on Shabbos and not a Priya, you did this. You see, the Beis Yosef just said, L'chadchila, you shouldn't split it up because you'll forget V'chula. He's saying more than that. He's saying you can't split it up because if you split it up, you'll mechal Shabbos without doing the mitzvah. So if you did Mila, and you yourself didn't do Priya, so then you mechal Shabbos without doing the mitzvah.
I thought we said that's only if you did it right before Shabbos.
No. The Gemara is talking about when he didn't finish. It wasn't necessarily talking about splitting up the meal and the priya. He's making a chiluk between, like Rabbi Tovich said, you want to be marbid b'kibudim. So I'll do the mila, you do the priya. So he says, if you do that, you chayiv karis.
Where do you see that in the Gemara?
I'm talking first what the Yamshel Shlomo says. Then you can argue with it. But let's hear what he says first. But if you did mila and priya, but now that tzitzin and makvin,
If
it says
you
did
do priya.
So he says you did. So it's ma'akev, then you can get your friend to finish. He's not saying there's a difference in lumdus.
Most of it's medulla, it's just not...
No. In other words, he's saying a lumdus shechiluk, which you could think is not nitan to say. You could say that. But he's saying a lumdus shechiluk, that mal v'lo pora, once the Hashem gave the mitzvah priya, if you didn't do it, you did nothing. Because you have to do a mila that's pare the git.
You have to say there's only a gova or a hekia, because otherwise rov is not mabula. Right?
1 second. So if you did a mila and you didn't do a priya, and you tell your friend, finish off the priya, that he's good, but, and you get your chayv karis.
Right.
Not like the Beis Yosef, that it's just a hitter. Your chayv karis. But if you do a mila and a priya, but then you left tzitzin ma'akvin, and you tell your friend, hey, go finish off the tzitzin ma'akvin. That's okay. Because even though it's tzitzin ma'akvin, but epis, you did something. Because you were megal. Epis, you did something.
You have to say the tzitzin ma'akvin there are rov gova or rov hekiv, otherwise you weren't megal. It's not rov megula. Can only be rov hekiv, rov gova.
If what?
That finish of tzitzin ma'akvin.
If you did this, meaning, you did
a priya, but you still have rov gova or rov hekiv.
You still have tzitzin ma'akvin.
But rov was megula.
Right.
Otherwise,
okay. Good. So
tzitzin ma'akvin where it's rov.
Okay. This is a whole new. This is a whole. Because the Gemara was talking about whether you did part and you didn't cut enough. They would see it in a ma'afin.
So then, an original brisa doesn't say what kind of ma'afin is a meal of
the involved health. Rashi says see it in a ma'afin.
Yeah, you could give a totally new shot into
Rashi the... says tzitzin ma'akvin.
Rashi says that because he's dismissing the Yamshel Shlomo. If he helped the Yamshel Shlomo, we have a new shot in the Gemara. He didn't, it's in the Mishnah, we have a new shot in the Brayis here.
That's what the Yamshel Shlomo says, okay.
Yeah, the fact that the Gemara doesn't say is that Rashi doesn't, something's wrong here.
Okay. That's the Yamshel Shlomo. It's a fascinating idea. It's a... You know, Rav Shlomo is a big Macharish. But I want to bring this into the Divrei Chaim. He's basically saying the mitzvah in the end of the day is to be Megala. So if you didn't meal and you didn't do Priya, you weren't Megala. You weren't Megala. Nothing is Megala. The Gid is still Mechusa, so you did nothing. And you were Chal Shabbos. At least if you did Tzitzin. And you left tzitzin, even tzitzin ma'akvin, you megala something. So you did something, but you didn't finish. But you, at least you did ginui. Verstehe?
Maybe
what?
Meaning, what? And if I do mila.
If you did mila.
Yeah.
And you didn't do priya.
Right.
So you did nothing. That's what he's saying. Right. So you mechal shabbos. Even though your friend ultimately.
That's the priya.
The priya he got a mitzvah, and you were a mechal shabbos. But. Say you did mila with priya,
yeah.
And now there's tzitzin ma'akvin. So you got to get rid of him. But you were megala at least the areas. There's still tzitzin ma'akvin, so that you can tell your friend.
And you did the priya too. Then you
yeah,
and
the priya. And now there's some tzitzin ma'akvin, and there's an ikuv. But at least you did something because ultimately the mitzvah is to be megala, so you're megala. And the guy who did the milah on the priya, he wasn't megala anything.
And the second guy who finishes the season of Akfin, he can't say he's megala Shabbos.
No.
Even though what did he accomplish?
He accomplished finishing the mitzvah. But you did something of the mitzvah, because the mitzvah, this is works in good with the like the Divrei Chaim, because the mitzvah ultimately is to be megala. So if you did mila and you didn't do priya, so you are megala because it's still mechusa.
Even though the kilo you did wasn't enough.
Well, in the case of the tzitz and the matvin, right? But you were megala something, so the mitzvah is so you did hachkolas hamitzvah, but you did something. The other guy, he did the good work.
It all depends on the
it's a very. Teliki? We'll hold back in a second.
The places and the ritual.
Yeah.
That the main thing is the result, not the mason.
Yeah. So, the Kasher Glover also has a tshuva about this. Yep. Whether you could so he says, Yishar Lomol B'Shabbos Ayidei Beis Molim Dovers Zer Nechlokuba Apoiskim. He quotes the Shut Ramah, the Shagatzari Docha Dein Shabbos B'Mikdash. So then he wants to say, he has a chiddush here. We can read everything he says here, but yeah. So this is his chiddush. I mean, to go through every okay, you want to see here? So take a look on page 12. I mean, you could spend your whole life with Kasher Glover. Asher Shaul, the bottom of page 12 on the left bottom. Asher Shaul quote the verse of Mishalola Ben, the Shabbos Kodesh. He has a son, Shabbos Bris. The verse of Likach Latzmo, Mila Opriya. He wants to take a kibbutz for himself. Somebody told me, people usually don't know this, somebody told me that for one of his sons, he took the Santa Claus for himself. He has a lot of sons, Baruch Hashem. For one of his sons, he took the Santa Claus for himself. And then he was encouraging me that I should take have enough people to give kibbutzim so I don't have to take the Santa Claus for myself. He said, I took it for myself. Maybe you should take the Santa Claus for yourself. Okay. So he says, Shaul, so he wants to do take for himself Milo Apriya. In other words, could he split? He'll have a milder one of them and he'll take one of them. He thinks it's okay. Maybe you could say that it's different because if you're doing it then you get a moil to do it, but he's your shliach, so it's like you did everything.
Okay, so
Kill b'fnei atzmo, came in the choshev kilu ha'av also gam ha'chituch b'tzad shvichus, im teka v'ach ha'chituch also ha'av ha'pri ha'choshev v'gam ha'av ki yuhu opirish ben ha'chituch, yuhu also beis ha'chivul. Whereas, it was saying that you should, yeah, but the question is you're doing Imchal Shabbos twice for no reason. So he says, but if you're the finishing off,
he's
so he says, have the Moel do the first thing, the Mila, and then you do the Priya, and he'll just Shliach. He will also base Achivul, Leisabov, Lo, Koshiv Shagorim Chil Beis Gavri, the Eich, Sheyer, Lo Yimol Hen Av, Mized, Afil, Haya, Ache, Mal, Porech, Hashem Gam Ki, Kilo, Avaya, Mal, Porech. Tav, Kishe, Ache, Hamoel, Vav, Porech. Well, Hippoch, Lo, the Ma'av, Mal, but what if the Av is Mal, Va'acher Porei Hare Ha'acher Gorim Chil Chodesh. So that you shouldn't do. Because if the Av is going to do the Mila, and then the Moel is going to do the Priya, so then the two Chil Shabbos. But if the Av did the Mila, and he was his Shliach, so it says the Av did the Mila, and he did the Priya also. So it's like one person. Okay, that's
one second. Isn't the Svara here, or at least I'm not sure if it would be saying this, to make Svara make sense anyway, that you would say that if you hold the Beis Yosef's whole throat, you're not worried about the guy knocking him up. Since he's the Shliach, the father's going to Mal, even if to do the Priya, if the Mal doesn't do it, so there's no concern over that. But the other way,
there's another svara that you don't want to, if you can mechal Shabbos with one chil Shabbos, you shouldn't do two chil Shabbos. So if you have the father, if you have the moel doing the first thing, and the father does the priya, so and the moel is his shliach, so it's as if the father did the first thing, and then the father did the second thing, because the moel was the shliach of the father for the mila. And the Priya, the father himself did. So it's a continuation. But if you do it the opposite way, that father does the Mila, and then the Moel does the Priya. So he says, that would be a problem. Boy, one second. One second, why is that a Chil Chadash? Av ha'yamol poreach. Davka sheyah ha'ache ha'mol va'av poreach. Avol hipoch lo, di ma'av lo va'ache poreach. Ha'ache gorm kiel chadash. So if the father does the milah, and the other tries. Yeah, because now then he, see, if the father, if he does, if the moel does the milah, so he's doing it on behalf of the father, then the father does the kriya, so it's all the father. But if the father does the milah, father does the milah, right? The father does the milah. And then the moel does the priya. So he's being mechal Shabbos.
Who's the eight?
The mayal. So he's doing a neutral Shabbos.
We do normally have the father, so it's the same. Why is it different?
It's the same thing.
If the father does the first thing, he is the first mile. Just want to finish off one thing here.
He said that by doing the moel first, there's no hefrat that two people have to be involved.
Right.
And when the father decides to be involved, he has to be involved. But the father doing the first cut, for whatever reason, that's moel that the moel has to be involved. Second,
why not
two people involved? I don't fully understand that. There's still a shliach.
When the moel's going first, it's clear that he's a shliach.
Right.
It's not clear if the father goes first, so the father's doing the entire thing. So now you're having somebody else come in and be Machal Shabbos.
So it's not here, this is my side.
I think also the Gemara.
But that's just the.
He says,
I'm trying to find the words here. But I can see how if the Shliach's doing it first, that the Mole's doing it first, then it's very clear that it's not your mitzvah, you're a Shliach. And it's all understood. So when the father does the priya afterwards, okay, this was all one thing.
But then
the father goes ahead and starts to do the milah. Then he says, what are you doing? Who's this guy? Somebody else is coming in to be with Chal Shabbos?
I told him to.
In this paragraph, he says
it's very clear when the mole does it first. Because no one's going to say that mole, that he's doing the mitzvah for himself. No, you're a Shliach.
You have to know what the formal din of shlichus are.
I understand. I'm trying to be in that one word.
Because you see, he says if an isha would do the beginning, it was possible to do it, but then the father would finish it, so it'd be a good meal. Because whoever finishes the mitzvah, so it's considered that it's done by kashrus if you finish the mitzvah. So if you have the father finish it, then it makes the ma'aseh shliach worthwhile, and then the father did the mitzvah. So it's nigmar kulo ala de ha'av. If you have, if you have the father started, right, and then the mohel finishes it, so then why?
So the way you bring the father definitely has to be involved. This mohel doesn't have to be involved. So if the father started off, so he could. So he, the meaning was the mohel did it. Right. So why are you bringing somebody else? That's not proper. So in other words, if the mohel did the mila, and he's the shliach of the father, then the father finished the priya, fine. But if but if it started off with the father, so then why are you bringing someone else to? In other words, if the father started off, if the mohel started off, and now you're doing bringing a chil with the father, but the father has a right to be, so he's continuing, so it's considered that same chil, he's a continuation. But was the father, well, you mullate that he shouldn't be involved. But to bring somebody minashuk, why does he have to be involved? So therefore, if the father did the mila originally, so then it's not right to bring in the mohel, even though he's going to be a shliach, because
you're
not that so chil.
There are raisa, there are banan, what are you
talking about? Yeah, okay. I just want to finish.
The father doesn't have to go to the shliach.
Okay. Two more things. Look in the Beis Yitzchak, he has a tshuva on this also. He has a shel nishalti ve'echad sheyesh lo ben lamul b'shabbos v'izmin shnei moelim echad lamila ve'echad lapriya lo boha echad lapriya v'yidah lamul in any yodeh lefroa mudah lamul b'shabbos. In other words, they were supposed to get echad lamila ve'echad lapriya and the priya guy didn't show up, but the guy who does mila doesn't know how to do priya. So could you do the meal on Shabbos and the priya after Shabbos? Or same thing on the chol. In Eimol Moel the priya, could you do at least should you do meal of Zmano Bashmini and priya?
But in this case, we're having two people be machal Shabbos. Then it sounds like from the get go.
Yeah.
The higher meal was that was okay. That's completely against what we just saw.
So he says at the end of the tshuva, he says, if he's had mubur.
I'm pretty sure the Shulchan Aruch would allow this in this case.
Im lo mo'al ala priya, fadeh im lo mo'al b'shabbos. He says, you shouldn't be mal b'shabbos. So, for shetz, according to the Yom Shul Shlomo, it's a chai chorus to do such a thing. But even if you hold not like him, chatzi mitzah inu doch ha-shabbos. Even if you want to say chatzi mitzah, ach b'chol yishlomo b'nechol, he says, he thinks, in other words, he's learning that it's a chatzi mitzvah. So he says, on Shabbos, chatzi mitzvah is not doch a Shabbos. In other words, according to the Yamshul Shlomo, it's not even a chatzi mitzvah. It's a nothing. In other words, so if there's only the Mila guy on Shabbos and not the Priya guy, don't do anything. For Shtetzik, the Yamshul Shlomo will hold like that. But even if you don't hold like the Yamshul Shlomo, the Yamshul Shlomo says it's a zero Mila of Lo Priya. He holds, no, it's a chatzi mitzvah. But chatzi mitzvah also is not doch a Shabbos. But on the weekday, he says, So he said like this. On Shabbos, you had two moilim to come on Shabbos, and one didn't show up. The Mila guy showed up, the Priya guy didn't show up. So should you do at least the Mila on Shabbos, and you do the Priya on Sunday? So according to the Yamshul Shlomo, you know, for Shteitzach, it's an Aveira to do that. He said, even if you don't hold like the Yamshul Shlomo, you hold that you did a Chatzi Mitzvah, but Chatzi Mitzvah is not enough to be Doche Shabbos. But on a weekday, Zokter, if the Mila guy came on Sunday, but the Priya guy is not coming till Monday, so he says, so do the Mila B'Shmini on Sunday, because at least you'll get a Chatzi Mitzvah, because you don't need the Chia Shabbos. And the Priya guy will do it on Monday. Okay, that's the Beis Yitzchak. Then Menashe Klein has a whole discussion here with, you know, Mal Barba Vasachas. So he discusses maybe it's a shayla of no simple mitzvahs kavilas kavilas on page 18.
It's a shayla of a concept of chassid shir of mitzvah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's but pasha says of course it's the same mitzvah. It's not considered kavilas kavilas.
Even if we were trying to kavilas kavilas, so we tying that to the baby's
figure was one person. But in Rosh Hashanah is dealing with the bazachas. Nothing to do with
Shabbos,
right?
Yeah, he's trying. He wrote a whole book to argue on the people who are doing Milah and Priya Vasachas. And he calls the book Kuntras Mol Volopara. Yeah, Mol Volopara, that's the name of the stage.
Yeah, no, you don't have to read.
You don't have to read, you know what he's going to say. So one of the things he's done on it's kavilas kavilas, but he's doing. Some want to say it's considered like two mitzvahs, but it's
and
more like
problem,
it's more like chatzi mitzvah.
Don't we throw up kavilas?
I mean, if you hold like
for all sorts of reasons and want the making the baby have less.
Okay, so let's take it. So let's just to summarize very quickly. So we did. We discussed the Beisosiv and Ramah whether you could split two moilim. Reis Yosef says you're not chayav karis, but you shouldn't split. Ramah says you could even split. And the Anshul Shlomo makes the chiluk between Mila Priya versus Mila Mila. You know, and then we discussed the Kajuk Lover, maybe if it's the father, it's different because he's Yishliach, so it's like he's doing the whole thing. And then the Beis Yitzchak chiluk between that he's saying that it is something. It's chatzi mitzvah. But chatzi mitzvah is not over Shabbos, but a chol. You can do a chatzi mitzvah and then do the rest of it. Okay.